This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women, in the 18-wheelers going coast to coast, border to border, bringing a bunch of supplies down this way. Also, to our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from point A to B and from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget either about our Amazon drivers and our Amazon warehouse people working away, getting the things done there, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is very simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer. Alrighty, joining us right now from the wonderful state of California, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, talking a lot about Hurricane Ian, as of course we will continue over the days and weeks to come, because it's going to be very unsettling. It's not something that you just plug the power back in and put the cinder blocks back in place and all that. No, there's utter and complete destruction and devastation in areas that will take years to rebuild.
It really is overwhelming. And, been watching the footage, the video that is, of the devastation taken from drones, also from helicopters, as they simply go up and down the streets, go up and down Fort Myers Beach, go across Sanibel Island, and so on and so forth. And you just see, in fact, one of the things, Captain, that really, really was overwhelming is these big washout channels along the beaches, especially on Sanibel Island, where the water just rushed back into the ocean. That kind of force, that kind of pressure, is just really awesome to behold that something like that could happen.
Did the same thing when it went in, the same thing when it came out.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But you're right. It's going to be years, I think, in many cases. Simply to get through the cleanup is going to take a very long time.
Yeah, I know that for sure because I went through Charlie, and at the time, my wife and I still had some trucks, and we still were using them. They were being operated by FEMA. We supplied the drivers, and they told us what they wanted us to do, and we did what they wanted, and away you went. Now, that being said, Hurricane Ian, now we're hearing, could cost the insurers $100 billion as the death toll has gone up. As of late last night, I was told it was near 100.
Yes, and anybody who's seen all of the material that's been piled up on top of all these different things and boats and homes and material, unfortunately, we could still be finding more people under there.
Well, they're finding people under the wreckage. They're finding people miles away in trees, literally tossed into frames, into houses and whatnot. They're finding people everywhere, and that's part of the awfulness of this, and it will continue for some time. Now, the Dow Jones, in lieu of all of this, has soared 765 points for the second best day in 2022 because they realize that they're going to have to rebuild a large part of Southwest Florida. Some of it will never be built back exactly where it was, but most of it will be rebuilt in areas that'll be better than it was before.
Well, certainly, yeah. So we're kicking off, of course, the new quarter here in October, and that's part of that. Another part of that, too, actually reaches all the way across the pond. It looks like some of these stocks are rising on news that there won't be, get this, won't be the massive tax cuts that the new incoming prime minister in Britain was talking about. But, Captain, we're still looking at, of course, housing prices going down pretty fast from, you know, compared to where they were. They're falling at the fastest rate that they have for quite some time. They're looking at other issues that are going to affect the Dow. So we're not out of the woods yet, especially when we see some of these CEOs around the world looking at a possible worldwide depression. So the news still isn't good, but we'll take a rally when we can get one.
Now, the trial of five members of the Oath Keepers opened Monday with prosecutors telling a jury that the group heavily armed itself on January the 6th, 2021. I'm going to continue with that story when we come back. But in the meantime, Kyle Warren and myself will be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to talk about the Oath Keepers and the trial that's just started and where that may or may not go. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. We appreciate you, and we should be seeing him for lunch today up at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30, and hopefully you'll be there, too. Stop by and see the gang, and say howdy-howdy to us and enjoy some really good food and some great conversation and some banter back and forth and whatnot. We have a lot of fun. And by the way, Thursday I'll be at Mixon's down in Bradenton. So we start back up with Mixon's down there in Bradenton come Thursday. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, you got to talk about different things that hit the wheels here. The trial of the 5 members of the Oath Keepers that opened on Monday, with prosecutors telling a jury that the group heavily armed themselves on January the 6th, 2021, to attack the Capitol to keep Donald Trump in the presidency. Now, Justice Department Attorney Jeffrey Nessler said that Stuart Rhodes, the eyepatch-wearing former soldier and Yale Law School graduate, knew exactly what he was doing when he led the militia's followers towards the Capitol. Now, that may or may not be true, Mr. Kyle, but the point is they're going to try to, once again, make it look like Donald Trump was running the show with all of this.
Well, from what we understand from defense attorneys, basically they're saying that the Oath Keepers believe somehow that President Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act, going back to 1807, and was going to make them deputies, basically, to step in and protect the country. Well, you know, and that's, you know, that might have been their belief, but Donald Trump was not pulling the strings in that sense from what we know and from what we can see so far. But other than that, I think it's important to note that armed insurrection is simply not the way to go about things. We have a process in the country. The people can get together and they can change that process in terms of how these things are handled. But until that time, we have a process in this country that we have to follow. And unfortunately, Captain, I think people get carried away, and going in to do some sort of armed insurrection is a path to madness on that.
It'll never work. Never. Because you will always be outgunned and outmanned. You know, some of them think that, well, the military is going to be with us or this, that, and the other. No, they're not. No, they're not. When you go against the government of the United States, you're going against everybody. That's in the government, whether it's the Army or the Navy or the Coast Guard or the Marines. Yeah, sure, there might be a few people in those branches that might be along with you. But for the most part, you're going to get crushed, and that's what's going to happen. So why even bother?
Well, you know,
there's a way to do it, and you don't need to get crushed.
Well, exactly. But we've seen in history, you know, we hear about, you know, the military junta has overthrown the government, and now they're installing their own person. And we see this happen in third world countries and things like that. And we say, well, that could never happen here. Well, of course it could never happen here, because we have the U.S. Constitution. We have our history, and the republic will endure. You know, there's, you know, I think what happened, Captain, is you got people who believe that somehow that they were going to do something like that. And it's really, really shocking.
Yeah, I know. I've seen and heard from some of them. I know who they are. All you got to do is take a long look and give a listen, and you understand that they're coming from another side of the planet, so to speak. Now, a rehabilitated former Islamic jihadist who was convicted on terrorist charges in the wake of the 9/11 event, argues that the Justice Department's demands that the man who masterminded the devastating September 11 attacks, namely KSM Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his four co-defendants, receive the death penalty upon conviction. Now, I don't have any problem with that, and I think that's the least that should happen to them.
Well, Captain, of course, this, you know, talk about rising up in violence and these kinds of things. These people who masterminded this, they were cold, they were calculating, they didn't care. In fact, they were trying to kill 3,000 people. They were trying to kill 50,000 people. They really believed. You know, in fact, you go back to, I believe, 1993 with the first attack on the World Trade Center, the idea of toppling one tower into the other because they believed that many people would be working in the towers, essentially. There's just no end. The sky was the limit. And so, yeah, this, the ultimate punishment seems to be appropriate.
And, of course, you have to remember here that with the World Trade Center, timing was everything. They almost got it right. They almost got it right with the airplanes and the timing and this, that, and the other, and the way they had things figured out. But they did not plan on the full amount of people not being there in the building at the time that they did this, and they did not figure that they would be able to get out of the building as fast as they did.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And again, I just want to reemphasize, when you have people that are cold and calculating, and the pilots and the other terrorists, you know, they lived among the people of the United States. They would have seen that the people of the United States aren't the people that they were told that they were, but yet they did it anyway. They got up and they did it anyway. This is fighting an ideology and a brainwashing that is just unprecedented.
Now, the FBI has been out, and they've been checking and double-checking and cross-checking, and they've had the election people with them, as well as the state officials. Usually it's the Secretary of State in each state that is responsible for the election and whatnot. They've had them all out, and they've had them watching the tests that have been made on these voting machines. And so far, knock on wood, there it is right there, knock on wood, there have been no credible threats to our election system from anywhere.
Well, that is obviously very, very good to hear. I think going back to the 2020 issue, if you're told, simply told, no, there's nothing that ever went wrong. You're anti-democracy if you even ask the question, this kind of thing. What should be done in our society is a full hearing of all the different things and information. And that way, otherwise, Captain, it gives people license to continue to question things or to harbor, you know, well, this happened or that happened. But without a full hearing of things, then conspiracy theories abound and all this kind of stuff happens. We need to get things solved once and for all so people know that the elections have integrity.
Yeah, you're right. Now, economic issues are going to hurt the Democrats in the midterms. This is coming from a new Monmouth poll, which is by no stretch of the imagination a Republican poll. It is a Democratic liberal poll. And that poll, again, from Monmouth says that economic issues are going to hurt the Democrats in the midterms. And I totally believe that.
Well, sure, and this is why they're trying to change it into Donald Trump or Roe v. Wade or anything other than what's happening in the reality of people's pocketbooks as they go to put gas in their car, as they go to put food on the table. The reality is so overwhelming now that they can't hide it any longer, and they can't try to divert you from it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let me see here. Where's my clock? All right, we still got enough time for me to do this. The USA and NATO have applied the brakes on Ukraine's bid for a fast track to become a member of NATO. They feel that that would only be instigating Russia even further, and they don't want to do that if they can help it, because Russia, of course, has threatened the use of nuclear weapons, and they don't know where that's going to go. The whole world is literally very tense watching everything that's transpiring here. So I don't know what's next, but I do know that Ukraine is not going to get into NATO anytime soon.
No, it's not. And certainly the talk of it is also what ramps up the Kremlin, and namely Vladimir Putin, of course. And so, you know, this road to war is fueled by the notion, at least from Putin's perspective, and I'm not pro-Putin, and you know, we're not talking lauding of Putin or anything like that, but this is at the heart of the matter of all this. So we've got to find a way to navigate that. We've got to find a way to make sure Ukraine stays sovereign, but at the same time, we have to make sure that Vladimir Putin can't use a pretext to launch a nuclear weapon at somebody.
You know, I keep watching this Senate race in Pennsylvania between Dr. Oz and Fetterman. How can you even take somebody seriously walking around all the time with a hoodie and a bunch of tattoos and mumbling half the time they talk? How can you take that serious? We'll get into that one when we come back, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to come back right after these messages.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
President Biden with First Lady Jill Biden visited Puerto Rico Monday, promising to rebuild it while surveying the damage caused by Hurricane Fiona a couple of weeks ago. Tens of thousands of people in the U.S. territory remain without power. More than 100 people had their lives claimed by Hurricane Ian. The Category 4 storm did a number on southwest Florida last week. Ian's remnants are giving a nice soaking to areas between North Carolina and New Jersey. At least one ballistic missile was fired by North Korea. It sailed over Japan and possibly into the Pacific Ocean. It's the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow added 765 points. The Nasdaq gained nearly 240 points. The S&P 500 rose close to 93 points, a more than 2% gain for all the major indexes, and the best day on Wall Street since late July. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Alrighty, I was over at Dr. Bell's yesterday and had a procedure done again on my leg. Everything is fine. I'm happy to report. And one of the new patients that was out in the waiting room had heard me talk about Dr. Bell, and they were there for the first time, and I got a chance to meet him and shake their hand, say howdy howdy, and that was very neat. And they had sort of similar problems to what I was having. Now, let me tell you something here. There's a lot of veterans that are out there that have these problems, and I'm going to talk to you in terms that you'll understand. If you've got wound care that you're going through of the leg and the foot, diabetic foot care, limb salvage, general podiatry, or if you want to try the all-new hyperbaric oxygen treatment, Dr. Bill has got all of that for you at his Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. He can help you. I know. I've been to three other places before I found Dr. Bill. Three other places. And the thing about it is nobody would tell you about the guy that could actually help you. I had to find out about it on my own. When somebody said, hey, you're wasting your time, here's the guy you got to go see. And they were right.
Now, Dr. Bill's phone number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Call that number, set up an appointment. He'll tell you what it is that he thinks is going on, and you go from there. He accepts just about all different insurances, including the TRICARE, veterans policies, and everything in between. So, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615. And don't be afraid to tell him the captain sent you. He's one hell of a guy. By the way, he's a former Navy doctor, so he knows his stuff. And he enjoys working with the veterans because he understands what you're going through. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's your good word? Bananas?
A good word. Is what?
Bananas? Grapefruit? How about orange juice?
Okay, I'll take it. That's
okay.
Right. I love it.
Well, again, we just got done talking about the Ukraine and the fact that there's not going to be any fast rush push to get them into NATO. As a matter of fact, they backed way off that right now. I will tell you that at a moment of grave peril in Europe, Pope Francis on Sunday issued a direct appeal to Russian President Vladimir Putin for the first time since he invaded Ukraine last February. He's imploring him to stop this spiral of violence and death for the sake of his own people, if nothing else. Because if he wants global war, how many of his own people is he going to kill?
Well, Captain, that is...
Or does he not care?
Well, I think it goes back to when we saw Vladimir Putin massing his troops on the border of Ukraine. And that is, he wants to be Vlad the Great. He's either going to go out in a blaze of glory, or
or someone's going to take him out.
Well, exactly. Or he was going to blitzkrieg over to Kyiv and say, look what I did. I'm rebuilding the Soviet Union empire. That's what I think he wants to do in his mind. But either way, he believes he'll be regarded as someone who did what he was supposed to do. And I think it's hard because when you hit a true believer like that, no matter what happens, you know, they're just going to, you know, think they're getting what they want ultimately, and that is somehow some place in history if he can't accomplish what he wants to right now. And so that makes him desperate, and that makes him very dangerous.
Do you remember Peter Strzok?
Oh, yeah, Peter Strzok. Oh, yeah.
Now, David Bowditch, who happens to be, at the time, the FBI's deputy director, informed then-agent, senior agent in charge, Peter Strzok, that he was being fired in August of 2018. Now, a draft of the termination letter was recently made public in a legal case brought by Strzok against his former employer, the FBI. Now, in the letter, Bowditch said he was having difficulty fathoming Strzok's repeated, sustained errors in judgment while leading the probe into Russia and President Donald Trump, and the investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, this is big time stuff. Because, Captain, the fact that there wasn't a critical mass, even when Peter Strzok went and did his testifying and this kind of stuff, it was just weird. Let's just put it that way. And I think that people have a right to know where all this was coming from. And investigating the president, as we're talking about, the Russia thing, the American people, I think, deserve answers on that.
Now, the FEMA administrator has responded directly to her critics, saying that the storm was unpredictable. Our programs support everybody, not just a few people, because they've been talking about, well, these people aren't being taken care of and this, that, and the other, and it's just racist and all that nonsense that started up again. And it's just not true.
It's not true, and it's simply somebody trying to make hay out of an agenda and then trying to shoehorn in
the natural disaster and the response to Americans in the disaster as somehow racist and buttressing their arguments that America is fundamentally wrong and racist and all this kind of thing. And that's really for shame, because I can't imagine anybody, Captain, when they give to the Red Cross, when they donate, they're not donating on the basis of what racial group might get it. They're trying to help people who are in need. That's how Americans look at it, at other Americans, except those who are trying to tear down the very fabric of our society.
Now, we're going to give an update on Hurricane Ian and the recovery and relief effort here in Florida right now. As of Monday afternoon, at least 100 people were reported to have died in Florida after Hurricane Ian brought widespread destruction to the state this week. Now, that's being reported by CNN. In addition, many of these deaths occurred in Lee County in southwest Florida, including the very hard-hit Fort Myers, where local authorities faced criticism for not ordering mandatory evacuations recommended under the county's emergency plan. Now, in continuing, although neighboring counties issued evacuation orders on Monday, Lee County officials waited until a day later. Now, the storm made landfall Wednesday there, devastating many low-lying communities and leaving some 54 dead right off the spot, or right off the spot. And officials, including Governor Ron DeSantis, are blaming the unpredictability of the storm, because the National Hurricane Center had warned Ian could bring life-threatening storm surges to the Fort Myers area, but was headed where? To Tampa.
Well, exactly. And so, you know, as we watch these things, but at the same time, though, Captain, that we knew it's a big storm. It's 500 miles across. I think, unfortunately, you had some people, this is part of the issue, some people who believe that, well, I've been through storms before. It doesn't really hit that hard here.
Yeah.
So I'm staying.
And at least 600,000 homes and businesses across Florida were still without power last night. Now, meanwhile, some 30 million people on the Middle Atlantic coast were under flood alerts as the nor'easter, formerly known as Hurricane Ian, was barreling up the coast. We just talked about where that's affecting the folks.
That's right. And I was just checking out, as a matter of fact, while you were just talking about that, Captain, Power Outage.us for Florida. Right now, 457,340 customers listed as being out. So that is a good change from 24 hours ago when we were talking about it as well.
Yeah, and people need to understand something. Emergency management directors don't have a crystal ball. They make their very best decision on the information that they have in their hands at the time. That's the way it works. And for people that want to play, you know, Monday morning quarterback or whatever it is they're doing, I mean, that's wonderful. Have at it. But you're wrong.
Well, of course. That's right. Then you can only do what you can do with the information that you have.
Yep. Okay, I hear the music coming up. So, folks, hold that thought. Kyle, you hang in there. And, folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Our Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You said
my goodness, Kyle, rock on.
I love a Joan Jett.
Rock on. I hate myself for loving you. Yeah. You know, a lot of people kind of make jokes about her, but she had it. When she needed to have it, she had it. She could rock the house.
Oh, yeah, and just try to write a song that has that kind of an anthem quality to it and catchy and all that. It's not easy.
Yep. Well, speaking of not easy, how about telling me what the weather's doing out west? That's not easy.
Well, that's right. Well, we don't have a whole lot of weather alerts, so that's good. But, of course, as we move through October here, we are going to start getting more of those. Of course, you can count on it. But right now we've got some rain in the Santa Fe area of New Mexico. That's going to go up a little bit northward up towards Taos. And then also, if you're coming west out of Albuquerque on I-40, by the time you get to Highland Meadows and Laguna, you'll have rain coming across the road. It's going to let up for a little bit, but then start back up again as you head towards Thoreau and over towards Gallup over near the border with Arizona. A little bit south of there, we've got rain that is straddling the border between New Mexico and Arizona right now. So you want to be aware of that. Lamar and southern Colorado, southeastern Colorado, rain starting to move over towards Kansas there. We've got, looks like smooth sailing coming down, of course, I-25 out of Denver. So that's good. And then still just west of Casper, as you travel out along Highway 20, you've got the rain, and that seems to be moving a little bit to the west, Captain, as people come out of Casper, Wyoming tonight. So be careful out there.
All right, we're going to start with North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, just west of Fargo, North Dakota, all the way across I-94, all the way to Montana. You are going to be in dense fog, so it's going to curtail your trip, slow you down a little bit, and that dense fog is going to go all the way to the Canadian border, all the way across to Montana, so be advised of that. And then as you come on down to Texas, you're going to have some foul weather conditions down there with some of that crystallized fog that's got the gunk in it to where your lights at night when it's kind of dense, it's sparkly and whatnot, doesn't look like normal fog, if you will. And that's in the San Antonio area right now, as well as Houston, bouncing on down all the way to Brownsville and Harlingen. Over towards Lafayette, Louisiana, over to the Mississippi line to include New Orleans. You got the same situation over there. That happens to be fog. And then on the west side of Florida tonight, you've got a couple of areas where there could be some patchy fog, but it's not terrible yet. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but we'll see what goes on there. And the east coast of Florida got some rough seas up towards, up towards Savannah, then going up to about Norfolk, Virginia, the remnants of Ian are up there, all the way up to Cape Cod, and the seas are quite rough. The rain starts out there around Norfolk, and then it kind of jumps around, but it follows the coastline up. You got rain tonight in Maryland. You got rain tonight in Delaware. You got rain tonight in New Jersey. And it looks like right now you may have some rain on Long Island, possibly even New York City. But that's what's going on at the moment. So weather conditions are just kind of deteriorated up there. That is a low-pressure system now, not a tropical wave or storm or anything like that. Just merely a low-pressure system dumping some heavy rain. And as Kyle pointed out, we do have some heavy rain that we expect. Locally heavy to excessive rain as possible across the Four Corners region. Over the next couple of days, it hasn't quite started in yet, but it will. And when it does, then that'll make things just a little bit more exciting out there in the west. And, of course, we do have a couple of more storms that are back there coming across the ocean. Don't know for sure what's going to happen, but you probably should keep your eyes on the weather coming from the east, from the if it gets into the Caribbean. We don't know exactly where it's going to go just yet, but there's one for sure that's going to form in the next day or two. It probably is going to go out into the ocean, and not sure where it's going to go, but it's going to go further north than where these storms have been traveling. The other one is right down there to the south, again, similar to what we've had coming across. We just have to wait, watch, and see what's going on.
So, Mr. Kyle, how's about telling us how to hear your show, number one?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and how they sponsor us.
Well, that's right. The good people at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to PilotFlyingJ.com. It's PilotFlyingJ.com. Find out how you can become a member of the rewards program, the My Rewards Plus app. Download it today, PilotFlyingJ.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we will be talking to him again tomorrow night. Always a pleasure, always a plethora of information there. And, of course, again, you folks that are out there, you're not out of the woods yet down there in southwest Florida. You're not out of the woods yet. And let's bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
You watching what's going on down below us?
What do you mean?
You watching what they're doing, the equipment they're bringing in, what they're...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and how about the Democrats trying to find fault with everything that's being done? How about that nonsense?
You know, they've lost all decency, especially the media. Every one of them, they have become purveyors of... sadness and lies themselves. They're concocting things. I mean, it's absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, Jim Acosta was one of them, and he got nailed. The people that he went up against, they knew more than he did, and they nailed him. And he had to move his location. They, matter of fact, they didn't even want him where he was at.
You know, I don't know how first responders, I don't know how the DeSantis administration, I don't know how they can work any harder or any better. In fact, you know, I saw DeSantis on an airboat that was taking a tour of a particular area that was still, streets that were still underwater.
Sure.
And you know, I sent it to my sons in a family text that we do, and I said, you know, this guy is everywhere. I mean, he's just not giving up. I mean, he's, the man's tired. I mean, I'm not even sure the guy's had a, can even take a nap. I mean, now they're blaming him for not evacuating, you know, Pine Island and Sanibel and whatnot. And
had nothing,
you know,
to do with him.
The call went out, more about 36 hours before the hurricane hit.
Yep.
Well, let's not forget the thing turned. I mean, we up here in the Tampa area, we were all very relieved.
But,
it's just remarkable. I mean, some people had to double evacuate. You know, they went south and they ended up having to, you know, go north and west and east and.
Yep. You're right. Hold that thought, folks. I'm coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a busy day news-wise. We're going to get into some news here. We do have plenty of it coming from Europe. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with some more stuff.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this day.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477.
NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.